All right. So the idea behind the Rut Busters post is it's really for instructors. It's for the instructor who's been teaching for a while, and they've just come to the point where it's kind of like, you know, I'm tired of teaching. I'm tired of the music. I'm tired. You know, I've done the same thing over and over again. Here I am teaching the same stuff again. But you said that never happens to you.
No, because I like teaching it.
So that you've never been in a rut. You open the closet.
I mean, you enjoy what you do, and you go, and you have friends there, and they like what you do, and
yeah.
I don't have a problem with
Maybe it's because you're so good at coming up with ways to keep the class interesting that you never get in a rut in the first place.
Well, we do.
And that is the subject of this. For example, and I think you were the one that invented this, the Form Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Describe really what it is we do.
Form Friday is where, of course, the two of us will teach, and while one of us is teaching, the other one will go around and correct technique or form. If somebody is, of course, we'll ask beforehand, to make sure, because some people don't like to be touched or messed with, so they can let us know ahead of time. Otherwise, if we see something that's not quite right, somebody needs a small adjustment, we will correct that, and we've had a lot of good success from that.
We actually have requests for Form Friday. We do it on Fridays, not every Friday, but you know,
we did it Form Monday.
We forgot to do it on a Friday. We got to the end of the class and realized, oh, well, we meant to do Form Friday, so we did it on Monday. But it's a great opportunity, and it's a great way to mix the class up a little bit if you've been kind of just teaching tracks every time. You got to get with another instructor to partner with them, and then while they teach or while you teach, the other we'll go around, just as Tammy said. And we always make it a point to tell people ahead of time, we're going to try to visit everybody in the class at least once at some point through the entire routine. So, the fact that you are visited by one of us during the class doesn't mean that you're a goof-up. It means, in the case of, say, somebody who's new, we're just trying to get the techniques, just kind of getting the mechanics of them down for the people that are regulars. They know it inside and out. We're trying to work on just little tweaks here and there, maybe try to get their wrists straightened up a little bit or get their back straightened just a little bit more. There's always something somebody can improve on, so we try to give everyone a little extra personal instruction. People seem to like it a lot.
Well, I tend to let people know, too, when they're doing a good job.
Yeah.
And their form looks great.
Exactly, because a lot of folks don't realize they're doing exactly right. So, yeah, it's a great... I like this one. It's been a while since we did this, but we had this great idea. Actually, I think you were the one that did this one as well. The Everything Old is New Again. It was the new, we called it the new to us. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
We just went through every track. We just had kind of gotten to the point. We hadn't, I guess the way the releases were in our club, it had been a while since we had a release. And we needed something new. And so we went through and we picked out, in all of our music, stuff we either hadn't done in a really, really long time or maybe never did. And I think you pulled out some of the bonus tracks.
Yeah, some of those and some from the earlier releases that we had and just only did our one or two favorite songs off the releases.
Yeah. And that one was a real big hit because it was stuff we just hadn't done in our class. Now, that's not to say that they hadn't heard them in other classes, but they were new to us. And so that was kind of neat for us to do. We've done this one as well, the All Request. We've done kind of variations on this where there'll be, a time we'll just kind of, in the middle of a routine, we'll just say, hey, all right, here's a couple of different choices. Who wants to do this? Raise your hands. Who wants to do that? Of course, we tried one time where we were doing kind of we had the iPod in there. And we were kind of, remember we played little snippets from each song and each track and said, okay, vote for this, vote for that.
Mm-hmm.
So
that was kind of time consuming, though.
Yeah.
When you've only got 60 minutes, you want to get through the class. And
yeah. We found that was a little bit hard to execute. And so the other alternative to that would be to kind of write down some of the different pieces of music. Or just, like I said earlier, when you get to a track, you go ahead and just say, hey, here's two or three different, choose which is the favorite. Raise your hands. You can do that in about 10 or 15 seconds. These next two are my favorite. Now, Tammy does not like this kind of stuff. She will practice a track. She knows her music when she gets into class, and she does not like living on the edge. That's why she's so good at what she does. I, on the other hand, barely know my music. I can't tell you after class is over with what we just did, because I just figured it out as I was walking in the class. So for me, this is perfect, but for her, she doesn't like this, so I'll talk about these. One is the hopper, and what we do, and I like to do this, especially if there's like a loudmouth in class, someone's giving you a hard time,
mm-hmm.
and you say, all right, here's the next track, and you tell them what you're getting ready to do. Like you say, okay, we're going to do Freestyler for Shoulders, okay? That's what's in the CD player. But, and you pick someone in class, and you say, I'm going to give you a choice. You can either take this song, or you could have What's in the Hopper. Of course, they'll say, what's in the hopper? Well, I'm not going to tell you. So then, of course, everyone's looking at them, you know, because they know what that song's going to be, and then you leave it to them to decide, do you want What's in the Hopper, or do you want to take this one? And what's really cool is if they say, I'll take What's in the Hopper. Well, if it turns out to be Crack It, everybody's looking at them like, you idiot. You know, so that's really a lot of fun. So I like the hopper. That's fun, but it's only good if you're the kind of person who, like myself, just, you know, you're goof up anyway. You know you're not going to call everything right. You don't care. You're going to go out and you're having a good time with it. The other one is a jukebox. We did this one time, though not like I've written it down in this. This is an extreme version of the jukebox where you take five CDs and you put them in like a little carousel CD player. Go around the classroom before class, just quickly pick a number between 1 and 5, get 10 people to do it, boom, 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 you get the whole sequence written down, and that's your playlist. You know, we did a variation on this, and I think it's probably been at least a year ago, where we had three CDs, and I think pretty much for every track, we didn't know what was going to be played next. Mm-hmm. I don't know how we did the numbering on that, if we had people pick a number between 1 and 3 or something like that. You remember that, though?
Yeah, I didn't like it.
I loved it. I absolutely loved it because it was like, what's the song going to be when you hit the play button? You don't know, and you're on the spot. It's like the Gong Show. You know, I had to kind of...
I don't like being on the spot.
But listen, those are some things that you can do to really mix things up. Hopefully, those are some good ideas for you, some things that you can try to kind of make your class a little interesting. Just keep in mind that really and truly, it's the energy as an instructor that you bring to class is what really makes a difference. Not getting the choreography nailed. It's not saying catchy things all the time. The thing that people really remember is the energy as an instructor. And if you're in a rut and you're not happy with the playlist, you're tired of it, you're tired of the music, you're tired of all that, then that's going to show. And people will pick up on that. And they'll start to drift away from your class. They'll either go to other classes or not go at all. So as an instructor, you definitely want to bring that energy. So maybe these are some ideas.